Resource extraction appeals are still pending as the Haines Assembly meeting extends into its third day, and the former Haines Heliski Map Committee racked up a $10,000 legal bill for the borough. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Two citizen appeals of a resource extraction permit caused Tuesday's Haynesboro Assembly meeting to extend to 3 days. The appeals are in response to the Planning Commission's approval of a conditional use permit for Roger Schnabel. Schnabel wants to extract 7,500 cubic yards of riprap material from his property above Young Road and Skyline Drive. He plans to sell it for use in the small boat harbor expansion. Neighboring residents Lanice Henderson Fontenot and Ella Bredauer filed appeals of the Planning Commission's approval. Among other concerns, they say Schnabel's operation is a threat to public safety and property values. The appeal hearings started during Tuesday's regular assembly meeting. The assembly was only able to make it through Henderson Fontenot's appeal. It settled on a middle ground between reversing the commission's decision and upholding it as is. The assembly unanimously voted to reinstate conditions on the permit that were recommended by borough staff, but discarded by the Planning Commission. The Assembly also added a few new restrictions. Bredauer's appeal and other remaining Assembly business was put off until Wednesday afternoon. Bredauer was not satisfied by the Assembly's decision on the previous appeal. She made the case for the permit to be thrown out completely. The Assembly was not able to make a decision on Bredauer's argument because of legal concerns and confusion over whether it could change its verdict on the first appeal. The group decided to ask for attorney guidance, so the meeting was extended to a third day. It will continue Friday at 1 p.m. KHNS will have a more detailed story about the appeal hearings after Friday's meeting. The Haynesboro has paid more than $10,000 in legal expenses related to the embattled Heliski Map Committee. The municipality's legal bill for the first 7 months of the fiscal year was broken down in a letter from attorney Brooks Chandler. The borough spent about $59,000 on attorney expenses in those 7 months. Interim borough manager Brad Ryan says the borough usually budgets about $70,000 for the entire year's worth of legal costs. The spending helped trigger the need for a $15,000 budget amendment, which the Assembly approved this week. The largest category of legal spending was general counsel at about $12,000. That included more than a dozen tasks, from responding to citizen complaints to advising on personnel matters. The second largest category was heliskiing. Chandler said the $10,000 spent on heliskiing-related matters was mostly in regard to the Heliski Map Committee. The committee was fraught with controversy from its inception. The two permit holders who requested changing the boundaries on the Heliski map both gained seats on the five-person committee. That sparked questions about conflicts of interest. Sean Brownell of Alaska Heliskiing was appointed to the designated industry seat. Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures owner Scott Sundberg's appointment was more controversial. He applied for a seat representing the general public and was randomly appointed to one of the two spots. There were questions over whether Sundberg and Brownell should vote on their own map amendment requests. The attorney weighed in on that. Then there were two citizen appeals of the committee's actions. The attorney was also called on for that matter. In the end, the conflict of interest allegations sank the map committee's work. Chair Ron Jackson suggested the assembly put off changes until the summer, when a new committee can be formed or a different process is figured out. The borough originally budgeted about $89,000 for professional and contractual services, which includes attorney fees. The assembly approved increasing the amount by $15,000 for this fiscal year. That amendment also pays for a $5,000 employee satisfaction survey commissioned by former manager Bill Seward. The Haines Borough Assembly will hold preliminary interviews with three candidates for the borough manager job. Two of the finalists are locals, and one lives in the lower 48 but has Alaska experience. They are interim borough manager Brad Ryan, Haines Chamber of Commerce director Deborah Schnabel, and Michigan County Administrator Patrick Jordan. Jordan was added to the list of finalists in a 4-2 vote of the assembly last week. They voted unanimously to add another out-of-towner, Gene Green, to the list, but Green withdrew his application. The assembly decided to set up a Skype or phone interview with Jordan and in-person interviews with Ryan and Schnabel. The interviews have yet to be arranged, and the assembly has not decided whether they will be public. Once the preliminary interviews are done, the remaining candidates will go through a more intensive screening process that includes community meetings. A locally written and directed musical is coming to the Chilkat Center in Haines this weekend. Rusty Compass, Dusty Rose features more than 20 performers who help tell a story of love, regret, and redemption that finds its way into the underworld. KHNS's Abby Collins reports from a rehearsal.
Hannah Bocart opens one of the final rehearsals for her upcoming production.
This is an original musical that I wrote called Rusty Compass, Dusty Rose, no relation to the local coffee shop.
Bocart's sister Merrick is directing.
It's a family production. It's 100% local production, which is nice. We've got all of our local performers, local music, local art.
There are a few different themes woven into the story.
Sort of a story of love and romance and seizing the day. When you have the opportunity to tell someone you love them, you seize the day.
The production tells the story of a man named Eli, played by Nicholas Shotkovsky,
who struck a bargain with death when he was a young man to let it give him 15 years to find someone who will say, I love you. And if he finds that person within 15 years, he gets to live. If he doesn't, he goes into the underworld with death.
Time goes by.
First, we meet a woman. Calluses on her hands, blisters on her feet, wrinkles on her forehead,
and a great big fence around her heart.
The woman is named Patch.
And it seems that she's in love with him as well, but she just refuses to say it. So his time is up, and he goes into the underworld. And she learns of this, and feeling guilty and realizing that she missed her opportunity, she makes her own bargain with death to travel through the underworld and try and win him back.
Clara Wison, a childhood friend of the Bocarts, plays the leading role.
There's always trouble lurking behind strange doors. Best not to get involved. Look, are you...
So I play Patch. It's a really wonderful character to play because early on in the play, she does something that she deeply regrets, and it takes her the rest of the story to come to terms with that.
Wison performs professionally, working in plays on the East Coast. She says this role is a rare opportunity.
To play a role where you make a terrible choice, and then somehow it's like Superman who gets to fly around the planet and go back in time. Patch goes into the underworld to rewrite what happened, to try to change fate and to redeem herself and to save someone she dearly loves.
Bocart says the story is derived from different American and European folklore and myths.
It's loosely based on the Greek myth of Psyche and Eros, which is it follows a woman who falls in love with the god of love, and she loses him, so she has to go through a set of trials to try and win him back.
She says one thing she was drawn to in that story is the powerful female lead.
You rarely get in these old fairy tales the story where the woman is the hero, and it's her job to challenge herself and to face the danger and rescue her man in distress.
Her story is set in America around the 1930s.
How you holding up? Heard the last storm hit you pretty hard out there.
Oh, I can't say it was a good time.
Bocart says this story has been coming together for about 10 years. It's not the first play she's written, but it is the first full-length production she's done in her hometown.
I do believe the stakes are higher to do a show in your hometown, particularly a hometown this size. And it's exciting, it's nerve-wracking, it's fun.
She says she's enjoyed seeing the production come to life.
I think it's going to be a really unique show, and it's a world premiere. How many chances do you get to come to a world premiere in Haines, Alaska?
The show starts at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday at the Chilkat Center. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.